Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, scattered showers today after 5 p.m. and a steady temperature around 57 degrees. Breezy with west wind gusts as high as 31 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 40%. New amounts of less than a tenth of an inch expected. Tonight, scattered showers mainly before 7 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 38, and on Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 47. And in the news for today, we continue our coverage of the 2022 midterm election coming up on Tuesday, November the 8th. Yesterday, we highlighted Wisconsin's U.S. Senate race between incumbent Republican Ron Johnson and his challenger, Democratic Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. We are using excerpts from Wisconsin Public Radio's report on their debate, which was held last Friday in Milwaukee. Abortion. When asked about abortion policy, Barnes talked about his mother and how she had an abortion due to an unviable pregnancy. He then attacked Johnson for celebrating the U.S. Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade. If I were in the U.S. Senate, I would absolutely vote to codify Roe v. Wade to protect the right to an abortion and the right to choose into law once and for all to protect women's rights, said Barnes. Johnson said he supported the overturning of Roe because the issue should be decided by states, despite supporting numerous national abortion ban bills prior to the High Court's ruling in June. Johnson reiterated his suggestion that residents decide the issue directly by referendum. Respect for Marriage Act. Johnson and Barnes were asked whether they would support the bipartisan Respect for Marriage Act. Johnson said he always supported civil unions and said the Supreme Court decision establishing gay marriage will, quote, never be overturned, he said. Barnes noted many thought Roe v. Wade would never be overturned either and said he supported gay marriage since he was in the state legislature. Climate change. The candidates were asked what actions they would like to see taken to address climate change. Barnes said climate change is already here, with impacts being felt by farmers in Wisconsin and local roads and bridges being wiped out by 100 or 500-year storms on a regular basis. This is our future that we're talking about, said Barnes. What we need to do is reduce carbon emissions. What we also need to do is move towards a clean energy economy and make sure Wisconsin is in the driver's seat, he said. Johnson said, the climate has always changed. So I don't deny climate change, said Johnson. The question is, can you really do anything about it? When China, when India, they're going to be burning fossil fuels. America's going to have to burn fossil fuels. 80% of our energy comes from fossil fuels right now, and that's not going to change anytime soon because wind and solar are not reliable. Again, quotes and coverage for this report came with permission for use by Wisconsin Public Radio. Tomorrow, we will wrap up our coverage of the U.S. Senate race on our special coverage of the 2022 midterm election. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.